Blog Talk Radio.
Track number 15, the Martini Brothers.
Or the fam.
It sounds like he's talking in Italian. I don't know what the hell that is.
Look, how much for the half?
Seven.
$700 for a half?
It's the fuck I'm talking about, dope.
What is that, the fucking plane ticket here, too?
Man,
that comes with somebody to roll the shit, right?
Come on, man, you're rolling!
We're fucking around.
Oh, what's up, motherfuckers? And motherfucking, it's Jamie Madrox
and Manat Boogie.
And we in this motherfucker. Look, everybody should get ready and check out the Martini Brothers.
Yeah.
Dick and Rod Martini.
They are the man, if you will.
There's some old fucking lounge singers that used to kick it on the outskirts of Nevada.
They're cool.
They got a little problem with alcoholic beverages.
No way, dude.
They tip back quite a few, and they put down some sweet harmonious tunes. Do us a favor, turn it up, and check them out.
Vocal stylings of the Martini Brothers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the fabulous Flash Peru Bar and Grill. In Huntsville, Nevada, conveniently located 87 miles away from a real casino. Without further ado, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Martini Brothers.
Who?
Dick and Rod Martini. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and give them a warm round of applause.
A warm round of applause. We'd much rather a cold round of drinks.
Amen to that.
You ready to tickle those ivories, Earl?
Ready when you are, boys.
Two, three. Love! Love on the rocks! Yeah. You pour me a drink and I'll tell you no lies. Well, yesterday's gone. Now all I want is a smile. Yeah, smile.
I hear you on that one, Rod, but only if it's a smile from Jesse's girl. Thank you. I wish I had Jesse's girl. All right, how could I find a woman like that?
Dick, I know exactly what a woman is just like that. Her name is Roxanne.
That's right.
You don't have to put on that red dress. I love that dress. Though you don't have to put out those red lights.
It's funny that you speak of red lights, Rod. Hold on a second. Honey, if you could, another two over here. Thank you. Last time that I seen red lights, I was passing the Ducci on the left-hand side.
On the left, yeah.
Passing that Ducci on that left-hand side.
Well, Dick, you say left, I say right.
All right.
Speaking of the right, I say... You've got the right stuff.
Put your hands together.
Baby, you're the reason why I sing this song, baby.
You know, Rod, you're goddamn right. Honey, if you could, another two. We're getting a little parched over here. The reason that we got the right stuff is because we write the songs that make those young girls cry. Honey, if you could, a tissue for her. We write the songs that make the whole world sing.
That sounds great there, Dick. And I remember when the whole world was singing, and they sang a song and went like this.
Uh-oh.
We are the world.
Now I know everyone remembers.
I don't know, but that shit is not doing it. So fuck it, let's go with an actual track. Yo, Twisted Ritz, Bad Side.
At the end of the night when the moon rises to illuminate what was hidden shadow during the day, demons will white knuckle rage, anger and anticipation, hatred and segregation. Murky waters are infected with blood of the fallen. You might want to hang up the phone in case heaven come calling. Until then, we walk with the dead here on the Bandstand.
For the Fam Volume 2, Abominations Exclusive featuring Ritz. The Dark Side.
I was born when I was baptized. I was born to walk the bad side. Nothing more.
Problems like holes in the condo. Bring on that wicked shit. We only want that wicked shit.
baby. Came into this hard world with my twins. My mother always told me that I wasn't all there since birth. I was cursed with the music and then. Back in school, I was singing for the teacher. Man, that's gonna be resurrected on my fingertips. Neighborhood watch always on the top of me. Something's breaking like a piece when I'm sitting in fits. My clique vandalized and driving stolen the cars. Robbing houses, doing dirt for my homeboys. At the car wash, I'm putting on the air vacuum. The grow up and the blowtorch. On a downhill slope, like I'm hopping on a snowboard. Tell me why my phone's so cold, Lord. And tell my cold cup up in the shutter, cause I'm feeling with the family. About to choose from the phone board. I don't feel sore. I just got a brain. Depression on my face. I don't feel the pain. I don't really think. And I'm gonna go to heaven if I am, then I'ma have to change. Better than a flame, cause my soul's on fire to burn it. I don't go to church, cause I'm honey getting inspired. Despise the sermon. Hate life and the shit, and I'm a Bible working. Kill me, I deserve it. I feel like I'm one feeling the way from old digging the baby sitting my final curtain. Who cares anyway? Shit, my family that's on me. I wanna go mind my burden. I'm sick of seeing fake smiles working, and it hurts in the nerve, but it's happy. I'm sick of walking the bad side with me. I see life get pitch black and leave.
I'm walking on the bad side.
WrestleMania. It's a few days away, so let's start shit off with Giant Pool, the game.
Back control, will you make it?
I will.
Up next, D-Generation X. If you ain't down with that, fuck you.
We'll be right back. Cool Keith and Old Dirty for Mankind.
Yeah, and this is gonna be done with everything.
2000 texture, rhyming with Old Dirty with my New York Jets jersey. Left lineman coming in like Mankind with diamonds sparkling around my rhymes. Black Levi's, beats with Philly caps and boots. Wigs with Grecian formula, got us warning ya. With back slaps, we put on Mac caps. Sitting VIP with blind man looking like Stevie. We nasty, sitting next to Regis and Cassie. Front row seats with blow fly, the crowd is so high. Tickets with popcorn, we rock born. No circus here, just horses and a unicorn. Tuxedos and taxis, we roll with leather maxis. Catch the back breeze, gypsy cabs burn rubber. Signing autographs for Danny Glover, Donny Osmond and Dennis Rodman. Up in an empty furniture apartment with Mexicans maids rubbing the spots off the carpet. We move and face our targets.
Punch, kick, fight, fight. Whatever you do, just kick, ass. Cause I'm much different from the other MCs. Cause I got the amazing abilities. I can rock on the mic so you can have a ball. I can fly through the air, stick to the wall. I can take a punch or get hit by a car. I can go to the nearest or farthest star. As a matter of fact, that's what I wanna talk about. How I went out of space just to be in a house. Punch, kick, fight, fight.
Nobody seen the girls pee on the mattress. Who was the actress when we had to take a leak? I was in the station wagon listening to Cannabis. With basketball with glasses looking like Kurt Rambis. Riding the turnpike to Paramus. Drinking a box of Tropicanas with this dumbass nigga driving to Green Bonneville from Indiana. At a truck stop, the state trooper made me turn down the hip-hop. I got out vomiting on the ragtop, soup with egg drop. Pass me the towel, was it McDonald's? I'm a Sue Ronald.
Punch, kick, fight!
I think what we're going to do is from here, you know, for the next few days, just play four track after four track. Well, just play four tracks each night of WWE until WrestleMania 30, which will be next Sunday. So get ready for some fucking matches. Get ready for fucking WWE just to take the fuck over WWE. Fucking Juggalo Rider Radio. Now let's see what they go play. You know what? I know what I want to play. Let me go to my homegirl, Becky G. This chick is badass. She's dope as a motherfucker. You don't like her? It's all on you. But shit, we here at Juggalo Rider Radio, we support and promote this chick. Yeah, we go. Zooming, zooming.
Wait a minute. winning Oscars. They say they love us, but they actually imposters. So I know player, that's why I fired my roster. I told my man of the future that he gotta be beat. My prince charming, kinda gentle, kinda ghetto. So I know man that be softer than the jet low. So I know puppet, cause my name ain't Geppetto. Why no winner treat me special? If you ask nice, you can get it. If you act right, you can get it. If you want my love, better win it. If you want my love, better win it. If you all lies, then forget it. If you upside, then forget it. If you want my love, better win it. If you want my love, better win it. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Zoom, zoom. You could take me on a date under the moon, moon. If we gon' kiss, it's gon' be later, never soon, soon. You can get a ukulele, play my tune, tune. Play a sad song. You think I'm easy, huh? And now you mad, huh? You think I'm teasing, huh? But I ain't teasing, you know I told you right from the start. If you go with my love, you better win my heart. If you act nice, you can get it. If you act right, you can get it. If you want my love, better win it. If you want my love, better win it. If you all lie, then forget it. If you upside, then forget it. If you want my love, better win it. If you want my love, better win it. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
All right, y'all, we back. Up next, Big B. American Dream.
Come on.
back. What's going on, Ghetto?
What's going on, Governor?
Not much there, Mike.
Mike?
I said mate, not Mike. Where the fuck did you get Mike from?
Definitely just called me Mike, man.
No, I called you mate, not Mike.
Oh, came out Mike.
Okay, fine. What's going on, laddie?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Partner.
This has a horrible fucking ending to Walking Dead.
Yeah. Like, what I want to know is why everybody wants to wear Daryl's poncho.
Yeah, right?
Maggie was wearing it, but now some random lady was just wearing it.
Yeah, then the fucking riot gear that belonged to fucking Rick and fucking Shane.
You mean Glenn?
Well, yeah, that too.
He's the one that took it from the prison.
Yeah, so go figure. They left the fucking prison, and the prison got robbed.
What I want to know is why they made them put their weapons down, but then they gave them back to them.
Yeah, right.
And then he was surprised that he got held up when Rick noticed the dude had the watch. Like, that wouldn't have happened if you didn't give them their weapons back.
Yeah, right.
But it's so weird hearing these people talk off of the show. Because they all have accents, and it's weird.
Yeah, right.
They all had to learn how to speak English, pretty much.
Well, our form of English, anyways.
Well, yeah. Because they're all from, like, England and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, holy shit. Rick has an accent. What the fuck?
But I would like to point out how terrible those people's aim are. You know.
Yeah, they kept shooting the fucking ground.
I got one person when they went around the bend. Like, right in front of him, they were shooting at him. He could have killed all four of them.
Yeah, oh, right?
Wow. missed every shot. That's realistic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Here, have some food. It's up your friend, Beth. I think it would be kind of great if when they come back, they reveal that these people are cannibals. Because I was just talking about that last week. I was like, they need to add something in there of, like, these people are cannibals and shit. So if they add that in the next season, that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah. And we definitely know that they're listening, too.
Well, I'm saying, because if you play the video game, they have an episode on there where, like, the people end up being cannibals.
Mm. Yeah. I never got that far in the game.
That's a... Do you even have a game?
Walking Dead. I sold it, remember?
No, the comic book version.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. On that game, it happens. Not the game you had.
Okay, so that makes more sense.
Yeah, even though that game's fun too, but there wasn't much to it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was like a Doom game, pretty much. How the graphics were and whatnot.
But yeah, man, and they get thrown into a fucking train where they meet everybody up again.
Like, yay, it's Glenn.
And another thing, man, like, they were all on the other side of the building. So once they made that bend right there behind the building where they wanted them to go, they couldn't see them anymore, right? They just fucking do something about it.
Yeah, right?
And if the people were on the damn train, why didn't they get off the fucking train? Like, they hear Rick and shit out there, right? Like, why don't you get off and, like, you know, run away?
Go on the fucking place.
Shit. Yeah. Well, that's what's going to happen when they come back, but this should have happened there.
Yeah, right? But no. They all just stayed on the train. Like, Glenn comes out, Rick, is that you?
What I want to know is, them people behind the fence, did they find his guns? Or were those his, or their guns?
I think those were their guns.
Because, you know, if they found the guns that he buried, man, they're pretty much fucked. So.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on, Bichonne lost her fucking sword, a.k.a. the samurai, that they call her.
Well, she didn't quite lose it yet. It's just sitting out there.
But fucking Daryl loses his fucking bow and arrow.
I think it's funny, man. Dude went to pick it up, and he just picked it up himself.
Yeah, and at that point, fucking Daryl could have fucking just decked him with the fucking thing.
So were you crying with the rest of the world whenever Daryl was getting beat up?
No.
Guarantee you, all the girls out there were crying. Daryl!
Guarantee you fucking Jess Rabbit was one of them.
I can pretty much guarantee that.
But yeah, but the best part of that entire fucking episode was the fact that Rick fucking took a bite out of that dude's fucking neck.
Yeah. Rick Grimes wins. Aminality. Fatality.
Yeah, because that wasn't even considered because of aminality, because then you didn't turn into an animal.
Well, use zombie. Zombie-tality.
There we go, Zombie-tality, a brand new fucking move for the next Mortal Kombat game.
Since, like, you know, at the start of the show, the zombies, like, bit out that dude's eye, and then he ripped out that dude's throat. he learned something from the walkers, at least.
Yeah, right? Oh, bud.
And then all these flashbacks, man, they were really fucking with the show. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, right? I mean, come on, man, at the start of the show, we saw him in the fucking prison. I'm like, wait, why the fuck are we back at the prison?
Like, I don't understand, man. Like, they always show a part, and then they always go back, and then they lead back up to that same part.
That makes no sense at all.
But yeah, it was, you know, kept fucking with you because you kept seeing, like, Herschel and then Beth and then being in prison. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, like, holy shit. Like, isn't he dead? Did he get
then
his head chopped off?
You saw that one random kid, man, playing with some Legos? Like, wait, what? I was like, whatever happened to that dude?
I don't know. But where the fuck did the Legos come from?
Well, apparently Rick found them somewhere whenever they were back at the prison, you know, doing runs and shit.
Oh, man.
But my only question is how them people that ended up with Daryl knew that Rick was the one that killed that dude at that house. Because nobody saw him. He only saw them.
Yeah, so how the fuck did they even know?
You know, because, like, they were tracking him through the woods and shit. I don't know how the fuck you just randomly know who it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's what that's what happens when you decide to camp in the middle of the road. You get caught. But
Yeah, it's weird.
And then that big fat guy trying to rape Carl. Like, what was that?
Yeah, right.
I was like watching that dude. I was like, what is he trying to do? Then he flipped him over on his stomach. I was like, whoa, 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 what? Like, is this fat guy really about to rape Coral? Like, no.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, is he about to get raped?
But, like, instead of, you know, playing it cool once they got to that place, Rick decided, you know, cause chaos. So, it's kind of his own.
Yeah, pretty much.
Every time, you know, he's trying to, you know, reason with somebody or some shit, you know, he always fucks it up. You know, with, like, the governor and now here.
Yeah. The fuck was he thinking?
He doesn't really ever think.
I mean, come on. If you're good at fucking negotiate or talk to somebody, just do that instead of fucking putting the gun on him first or afterwards.
Well, here I am watching the end of The Walking Dead right now. But, again, you saw the shots being fired and then missing.
Yeah, don't think they knew what the fuck they were doing with that one at all.
But, yeah, like, whenever they were running, you could see, like, the bodies that were eaten. Just laying on the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're either eating the people or feeding them to walkers.
Yeah, that whole fucking scene with the fucking fact that they ran into the building, they had all those candles up, like, in the fucking shit.
Yeah.
The fuck was up with the damn candles?
I don't know.
I mean, like, were they trying to do, like, a ritual, like, some voodoo ritual and bring back the zombies? Give them back the souls? Or something like that?
Yeah, they were trying to contact the dead.
Well, congratulations. You probably did. Then you ate them. Like, I don't know what to say about that shit. It made absolutely no sense.
I don't know, but every time they do that Talking Dead, they're always talking about things from, like, the comic books and shit. And you have no idea what they're talking about unless you actually start reading them.
Yeah, true.
It's like, all right, well, we have no idea what you're saying.
Yep. Nope. You're fucked. He lost everyone that had never read that shit.
So the only people that haven't arrived yet are Tyrese and Carol. So who knows what they're going to do.
Man, they'll probably end up last.
Well, they are last. Everybody else is there.
Well, yeah, but what I mean is, by being last, I mean last. You know, throw it into the fucking train with everybody else and then break out.
Tyrese, look at the flowers.
Justin, look at the flowers.
Yeah, see, that was the joke from last week, which the Walking Dead pages now recently just found.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because, like, I saw that picture, I shared it, all that shit last week, and then I just saw today that The Walking Dead Daily or whatever the fuck it is on Instagram, they finally posted that picture.
Wow.
I'm like, man, I've seen this last week. Y'all slow as shit. You're supposed to be the Walking Dead update.
How do you know what the fuck they're doing over there? I don't think they know what the fuck they're doing.
It's too bad, you know, they got a track about, you know, Rick being a fucking douchebag, not knowing what the fuck he's doing.
Well, he's not really much of a douchebag.
Well, come on, he doesn't. You know what? Fuck it. Even though, I mean, he was only had Michonne, I guess the fact that, you know, Rick was trying to be a gangster, in a way.
What the hell are you talking about?
We should play gangster here with the hot girls, just in honor of Rick.
Man, you just want to hear that song, don't you?
Come on, man, it was fucking Circuit Killer's best track ever.
Shout out to the gangster here with the hot girls, and here we go.
Gangsta hit with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta hit with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta hit with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Too hot in the area. Falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry her. I just wanna. Gangsta hit with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta hit with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta hit with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. I got heat packing her cheek. I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Ha ha, whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. All I'm they on my dick. Cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
And we're back.
Oh, yeah? You a gangster now?
Sure, why not?
So, since you're this big comic book nerd, do you watch that Comic Book Man show?
I saw it once.
Really? Only once?
Yeah, I wasn't too impressed with it. Oh, wait, look, here we go. It's time to go back into the train.
Yes. Yes, it is. I say we just sacrifice Bob.
Yeah, and Carl. But yeah, Bob would definitely be the perfect choice.
Like, for real, look, there's nobody on that side of the building.
Yeah, right?
So, you know, the people that were behind the fence, you know, they can't shoot through trains. So.
No, because how the fuck did that shit close after they're fucking in there? Who the fuck closed
it's funny, that's what I said, too. Oh, no. Who is this strange guy?
Yeah, who's this strange guy coming to me?
Who is this strange Asian guy coming after me in the dark?
You're here. Hey, it's Bob.
No.
Friend of Earth and then Terra.
Who's the strange
really?
Guy with this bullet?
Yeah, right.
They're like, they're our friends. And Rico's like, no.
Oh, man.
So this part right here, man, do you ever remember seeing Beth wear that hat?
No.
They have to get you farm in hand. There's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, I don't ever remember that.
It can be like this all the time.
You guys do it all the time.
It must be really easy being a baby in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, right?
just sleeping all the time.
I'm gonna feel pretty stupid when we find out.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Find out what?
Wait, what the fuck? They're going to feel pretty soon when they find out.
Find out what?
Yep, it ends with them all quiet.
They're screwing with the wrong people.
They're screwing with the wrong people.
Train full of lunatics.
Yeah. And Bob.
Yeah, and then Bob.
Oh, bud. Man, just throw Bob off the train and let him kill him.
That's what I said. I said sacrifice Bob.
We'll come in all the time, customers, who are buying your comics and telling us their problems.
I'll go up to the bar here.
I think it's one of the great perks of the job, man. I can't tell you how nice it is. After we close up shop and I go home, I think back to all the lives I helped that day.
You know what? I helped one of our clientele with a romantic problem.
You did?
Yeah. I let him kiss me.
I let him kiss me. No. That's just disturbing. Maybe someone needs to make a fucking Walking Dead track.
I'm surprised nobody has.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you looked for one, you could probably find one.
I thought I could.
Man, the closest I did to that was reading A Night Before Christmas on The Walking Dead beat played in the background.
This is a fucking beat. Now, why is it all in Spanish? English. English.
Okay.
They don't know what the fuck you're saying in Spanish.
Dude, they made a Stretch Armstrong. They made a Stretch Armstrong type Hulk. Really?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't.
Speaking of which, so what did you think of the promo slash trailer for The Purge: Anarchy?
Looked just like the other one.
Yeah. So this time they ain't got no fucking safe with them.
Don't have no what?
You know, like they don't have a fucking safe house this time.
Yeah, because the house that them people had in the last one was so safe, right?
Yeah, right.
The people just ripped the damn doors off and shit. With trucks.
That was the fact each and every fucking Walking Dead track I find is in Spanish.
I don't understand why.
I don't either. I mean, holy shit, it's all in Spanish.
Is there words to it?
Yeah, in English, in Spanish.
Well, type in Walking Dead songs in English.
In the collector's circle, it's estimated between 12 and 15.
Man, all I'm getting is fucking Japanese now with English subtitles.
Well, I guess there's no songs.
I'm Johnny Williams, and my dream was to have a beer with my friends at America's Highest.
Shut up. JP Zombie. Stop. Look at this crap. The two Japanese people fucking eating tacos. Why the fuck are you eating tacos?
But doesn't Twisted have a song called Zombie?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Do you have that song? You can play that song.
Yeah, because I'm tired of hearing the Japanese zombies things and watching the Japanese eat tacos. Like, why do you have tacos? You're Japanese. You have sushi.
Why do you have tacos? You're Japanese. Who would have thought Japanese people would actually eat something else? Havoc. You stereotype. Been motherfucker.
I think it was fucking tacos. That's what it looked like to me.
Now you have no idea what it is. Congratulations.
No. Yeah, that's not that bad. I'll probably listen while I play Zombie once I get to it. I know you're here, Zombie. Here, Zombie. Sure, it makes me search for the damn thing. There we go.
Several religious groups believe that once hell reaches its maximum capacity, the banished souls of the dead will be forced to return to their rotten bodies here on Earth. They say these ultimate souls may actually crawl from their graves and join us again among the living. Many actually believe this has already begun to happen.
most unthinkable outcome is coming to existence, straight up on some horror science fiction. Here I sit with a hammer in my hand, same hammer that I used on the porch to kill a man. Well, he looked like a man, but his face was half gone, and his eyes were all red, and he was crawling on the lawn. Tried to reach for me and bite me, so I popped him in his dome with a hammer in his forehead and watched his head explode. Sheer terror, I was spattered with blood and went into shock, till I noticed 50 more of them coming around the block. Back inside, boarding up the doors, they're outside banging like they know that I'm the main cause. Reinforce the window, they're coming through in twos, 14 in the room, and I'm panicking like, what the fuck can I do? Overpowered and outnumbered, knowing that I'ma die, till I stumbled on the floor, thinking, how will I survive?
I kept on running, tried to hide from the light, and hope they couldn't see me confined in the night. I hope that Shaman was right, cause when he left me, he made me a solid promise of zombies would never get me. I hit the canvas like a starving artist, tripped over some branches and my head hit hardest. I gotta get the fuck up out of here regardless, or I'm just another corpse that's gonna leave me heartless. And I can feel the fingernails digging my coffin, pulling my left arm completely out of its socket. I feel the blood pouring pool in my pocket. Throw me like fire and nothing can stop it. I feel a hand reach deep in my chest, pulling out my insides and eating on what's left.
Ripped his arms off, slurped his blood like it's tomato soup. Keys crunched through the crust of the cranium. Hear him kick and scream, he's getting weak. All the bleeding he's doing's draining him. It's starting to ease the pain, starting to make it go away. Only option for survival of becoming a zombie.
Everybody was in a panic.
And we're back.
Changing the blink of an eye. Seems like just yesterday I was living the life. Then one day the whole world got infected. Zombies everywhere, worse than I expected. Sleeping with one eye open. What have I become? The kid that goes to die and they ate for lunch. This shit's getting crazy, I need to escape to a rundown prison over an empty estate. I got my gun, I got a couple crossbows. Hit them in the brain, send them up to the cosmos. Double tap, just to make sure you got them. Cause if you didn't, then we got a problem. And it's the life of a zombie, there's nothing left. Watch your back, they might eat your flesh. Zombies everywhere, anybody dead. Walking around,
saying, well, that was almost good.
Yeah, so what do you think of that? How that sounds?
It was, like I said, it was almost good until it got to that hook right there.
Let's see. There's one.
Listen, Janet. You step outside, you risk your life. You take a drink of water, you risk your life. And
yeah, you tell him, Herschel.
You risk your life. Listen, damn it. You step outside, you risk your life. You take a drink of water, you risk your life. And nowadays you breathe, and you risk your life.
Listen, damn it. Every moment now, you risk your life. I can save lives. You risk your life. You don't have a choice. You risk your life. And you risk your life. Every moment now, you risk your life. I can save lives. That's reason enough to risk mine. Listen, damn it.
Yeah, someone took fucking took Herschel's shit and put a beat behind it.
I thought that was going to be the whole song.
I think it's funny how somebody actually fucking posted up and says, comment saying, this song, and even though we hate this word, has more swag than Justin Bieber.
Oh, God.
Yeah. This is funny that someone put a beat behind fucking Herschel saying, you risk your life.
Well, you do.
We go to the Walking Dead soundtrack, rap beat. That ain't it, that's a fucking beer. If you want this beat, I'll send you the link.
Doesn't sound too bad of a beat.
Visit my beat store. You can lease this beat on limitbeat.com.
Or you can just get it for free.
Yeah, that too. Damn it, Limit, go the fuck away. We want Walking Dead, not your bullshit.
Not your bullshit.
Yeah. Come on. Get to Walking Dead. Oh, fuck you. I mean, it's $19.99 for wanting for a fucking beat. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
For one lease, yeah, like one lease, $19.99. Two leases, $34.99. 10 leases, under $49.99. But yeah, since we're on this old zombie thing, that seems how Rick pulled a zombie, or AK Walker.
Or,
I hate this song with a fiery passion because it just sounded whack as all hell when I first heard it.
But here we go, Asians eating tacos.
No, man. That's actually kind of dope. I'm talking about Zombie Slide.
Wake the dead.
Oh.
Wake the dead. Wake the dead up. Wake the dead. Wake the dead. Wake the dead. Wake the dead up. Get the fuck up and bust up the sleep.
Jump with the bang.
Wake them down.
escape the hell of hate. First thing I'ma do is start rocking in the casket, pop locking, dirt dust, chipping away the rust with these freaky moves that I bust. I'ma pop out, rock out with my cock out, monster mash all across the grass. Fandango on the top of tombstones, wake up them pile of bones. Foot float right above the graveyard, in a street crab walking way hard. Car stop, what the fuck is going on? Dead bodies dancing on the lawn. Do the sprinkler, do the Superman. Get stupid, that's the plan. Heaven and hell, they can both wait. I'm getting live, freaking this snake. My left eyeball hangs out of my face. When I'm crumping at a murderous pace, police shooting at me, I bust a hitchhike. I break it down any way you like. Come on. You don't even know what the fuck is going on.
What they call that?
I'm mowing the lawn. They wanna pop me, try to drop me. Back spin into a kickstand, they can't stop me. Look at me fucking up every car. That ain't shit, so there you are. We live forever, so there you go. J-U-G-G-A-L-O.
Track off of Bang Bop, yeah, Bang Pop Boom.
Man, I like a few tracks off of that CD. I'm not saying it's the best CD in the world, but I like some tracks off of it, yes.
Including Miracle.
I mean, it's hard. I don't mind it. Even though it's really just stating the obvious, but I don't mind it.
Well, yeah.
Here you go. I'm about to ask you a stupid question that I read a little while ago. What is your favorite Joker's card? Freaky Tales, Tunnel of Love, or Bizarre?
Oh, fuck. Clearly Joker's cards.
I'll let you ponder that for a moment.
I mean, Tunnel of Love was an EP based on Ringmaster, but it wasn't a Joker's card. Freaky Tales was definitely terrible and not even a Joker's card at all. And Bizarre was a completely different thing from the Joker's cards. Who the fuck posted that shit?
Oh, it's just one of those random, stupid people from all Juggalos chat.
Wow.
Oh, I'm going to stick my hand in the toilet.
Saying that their favorite Joker's card was the third Joker's card, Freaky Tales.
That wasn't a fucking Joker's card.
So I had to stop and read that. I was like, what?
Wow. Hold on, I'm sticking my hand in the toilet.
What?
I said, hold on, stick my hand in the toilet.
Why do you got your hand in the toilet?
Because I broke the handle. So now I gotta open the fucking lid and put and actually manually flush it.
What the hell, you gotta stick your hand in some turds and piss and some, what the fuck?
There's actually not any turds in the toilet itself.
Man, that's pretty fucking gross, man.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Holy shit, the first time he's ever washed his hands, man.
I washed my hands. I'm just sticking my hand in the damn toilet just to get this big a flush.
Every time you go to the bed, you don't ever hear water running afterwards.
That's because I don't know how to put your hands
in. That's 5 years, man. First time we heard water running after he went to the bathroom.
Like I said, I don't have hand sanitizer in my room.
Yeah, excuse his excuse, it's still fucking nasty. Wash your hands, motherfucker.
So hand sanitizer is the same thing as water. It cleans your hands.
Whatever you say.
Let's go check out my fries.
No.
Oh, yes.
Toilet fries.
Man, there ain't no toilet fries. The fuck's a toilet fry? As it is.
I don't know. I just say things. I don't know anymore.
Okay, fries are done. I'm gonna put in my hot pocket.
What the fuck, you fat ass?
And then my burrito.
Holy fuck.
Well, I should say chimichanga, not burrito.
Well, it's a good thing you cleared out that toilet then.
Yeah, right.
He'll be back here very shortly.
Nah, the chimichangas don't usually give me the shit. Just, you know, Taco Bell. But hey, I mean, pretty good food, though. Remove chimichanga from wrapper.
Saying it is the middle of the night and here you are eating all this fucking food.
Yep. Well, I mean, my other plan didn't go as you know, as it was supposed to. I forgot to do it. Because
okay.
I was originally, before The Walking Dead started, I was going to make some fucking pudding.
Well, why didn't you make pudding then?
I forgot. So, I'm making up because of the fact, you know, we're talking about Beth being food and, you know, all the humans being turned into food. I got hungry.
Jeez.
Man, that's not being a cannibal or nothing. You get hungry after, you know, hearing somebody,
He turned to food.
Well, I mean, it could have been worse. You could have got hungry off that and went and started to cook your mom up or something.
That's true. I mean, shit, man, I got fucking hungry from watching Hannibal.
Really?
I'm serious. Sounds of the Lamb, Red Dragon.
He's like, damn, man, I wish I had me some flesh to eat right now.
Yeah, but the closest thing I have is a fucking Hot Pocket, some fries, and chimichanga.
That's not even close.
Oh, shit, probably some fucking... Well, technically, in a way, I mean, because, you know, there's steak in the chimichanga, there's beef in the Hot Pocket.
Man, I thought they recalled Hot Pockets.
What?
I don't know. I'm sure they recalled them for something.
Not that I remember.
I don't know, man. That's the last I heard about Hot Pockets.
Have you ever had jalapeno, three cheese jalapeno macaroni and cheese?
No, because I don't like jalapenos.
I don't even should I haven't had it yet either. It's just sitting up on top of my counter.
I don't like spicy things.
Yeah, what a flavor. Let me see what a flavor we got here. Ah, you're just the original. Fuck off.
You're just the original. Fuck off.
Got buffalo cheddar.
Ew. Gross.
We got cheesy Southwest chipotle. And I think they got, like, garlic and herbs.
I didn't even know they had different kinds of macaroni.
Yeah, I didn't either until I saw it at work. I was like, I think I'll try this shit. So I bought like all four flavors.
He was like, yes.
And then, yeah. So, all one I've had so far was the garlic and herb.
He was over here. He was over there in the aisle, man. Like, go ninja, go ninja, go.
No. That's only when I see pizza.
And it's in the macaroni commercials nowadays for the Ninja Turtle macaroni. So it works here.
Yeah, I saw that shit too. I was like, why the fuck? And shit, man, I mean, come on, like, we didn't even have that shit back in our day. Fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, well, they gotta be out again since they made a new Ninja Turtles movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, they got somebody hot to play for again, April O'Neil. Megan Fox.
Yeah, that helps.
But I swear they better not put Chameleon in that fucking movie. I'll strangle his ass.
Who's Chameleon?
Chameleon hair.
There we go. Now we got it together.
Yeah. Don't know why I thought of a chameleon for.
I don't know
what to tell you. But at least tomorrow I'm making me some fucking egg cups when I get home.
Man, that's all you ever eat is egg cups.
Yeah, but when I first get home, that's the bombest shit ever. I'm going to make those. I'm going to make some fucking pasta.
Are you going to put the pasta in the egg cups?
I thought about that, but I was like, nah. I don't know what I'm gonna put them in this time. Maybe I'll buy some more tuna fish. And I can put the tuna in there.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
pretty good. Because of my spicy brown mustard.
Yeah, that doesn't sound appealing at all.
Let's see. What can I put in there? I think I got some ham left. The ham should still be good. Keyword, shard. Other keyword? No clue.
That's two words.
Fine. Other two words, no clue.
What is this, charades now?
Well, you only talk during charades.
Two words. First word.
Yeah, but unfortunately I said the words. I mean, like, how funny would it be if fucking Destiny called in and I'm just down there making food?
Why would that be funny?
Because that should be bitching about the fact that she's on fucking mute the entire time I'm making food.
Oh, I thought you meant that she'd be upset that you were eating food.
She probably would be upset with that too.
Why are you eating stuff I can't have? I'm too fat.
What the fuck? Where did this come from?
My stalker don't love me no more. My ex is a wannabe thug.
Jeez. Where's all of this coming from?
I don't know. My fucking mind.
These out of your head.
Exactly.
Are you secretly hearing Destiny inside of your head?
I'd shoot myself in the head if that was ever the case.
It's no longer your conscious. It's now Destiny.
Fuck out of my head, bitch. My head is not a hiding spot. It's not a hiding place from your stalkers.
But, Destiny,
you are a insta-ho. Hashtag insta-ho.
She does it for the likes.
She do it for the likes. Do it, do it.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
the
yeah.
Likes. If she do it for the likes. Do it, do it for the likes. She do it for the likes. Do it for the likes. If she do it for the likes. Do it for the likes.
She tipping on Instagram and she getting booed tonight. For the strippers do for cash, that chick white dash I'll do for likes. It's alright, niggas, do it for the ratchets, I feel ya. Hashtag no filter as the caption. Duck face, wrong panties, swear that shit just a bathing suit. Showing off, got games to you, but you know real nigga ain't dating you. Twit pic, big tits, selfie, click click. Ew no, delete that, let me see ass, I wanna hit it and quit it. Yo homie, what? Come look at this shit. Comment that weak face. Know that bitch want this dick. Do you really think he's a dick? Cause bitch I would like to know. Cause I follow you and I have seen you acting like a hoe. The pictures that she'll pose for the follow. And I gave her this dick and hope that she'll swallow. And she don't give a fuck. Well I guess I don't either. Just don't cry to me when them dudes don't wanna keep your baby girl. I feel ya. Baby girl, I feel ya. Facebook status, smoke weed and she just popped Molly. Last night was hella crazy. Me and my girls rocked the party. I can't even hang over. Couple of guys stayed over. Mama said that I should stay sober. Daddy bought you a new Range Rover. Fuck it, YOLO, red cups.
solo. Hop off the dick, oh go. My crew ain't worried about no hoe. Send Snapchats of a fat ass, cause it goes away in a couple seconds. Screenshot, group text, look at what this bitch is sending.
The pictures that she'll pose for the follow, and I gave her this dick in hope that she'll swallow. And she don't give a fuck, well I guess I don't either. Just don't cry to me when them dudes don't wanna keep you. Baby girl, I feel ya. Baby girl, I feel ya. Baby girl, I feel ya. The pictures that she'll pose for the follow, and I gave her this dick in hope that she'll swallow. And she don't give a fuck, well I guess I don't either. Just don't cry to me when them dudes don't wanna keep you. Baby girl, I feel ya.
She do it for the likes, do it for the likes. If she do it for the likes, do it for the likes.
And we're back. She do it for the likes.
Yeah. Well, I found out today that good old Shelby has a problem with the photos that I post.
Wait, which Shelby?
Shelby, man. Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, that bitch.
Yeah, because we're having a debate on Miley Cyrus. And then, and she said something about, well, she's better than them bitches that you post on your page all the time or some shit. That's a clear sign that she has a problem with what I post. It's always nice to find out, you know, who actually has a problem.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of which, like, busted up some shit earlier. It took people 9 seconds to report me and then unfriend me.
Damn.
I wish they would just tell me who it was, because then I could laugh at them. Because they reported them, and then they unfriended me. Like, what was that going to do?
Yeah, right?
Motherfuckers. A whole 9 seconds to do that.
Yeah, like, man, I saw that fucking post pop up earlier, like on my fucking news feed.
Yeah, like I posted them, and then boom. Your photo has been reported. The fuck?
Wait, so what? So which picture was reported?
Well, I deleted them just because I ain't trying to get blocked. But, I don't know. It was some fucking titties with, like, some strawberries on them. I don't know. An ass. some chicks sitting on a counter.
So a typical gay. So a typical ghetto G post.
Yeah.
Yeah, now people are having problems with it.
But my favorite thing is, though, that they unfriended me afterwards.
Wow. That's just... Wow.
I really, really wish I knew who it was, because I never know who unfriends me.
Well, I mean, they have an app on fucking Facebook for that shit that lets you know who fucking unfriended you, but,
And they should just let me know on my Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
They keep changing this shit up all the fucking time.
So, why was Caitlyn standing in the middle of an empty house?
That's clearly her new house, Havoc. And I think that was from, like weeks ago.
Yeah, but there's already a mirror in that shit. The fuck?
Yeah, she made a video about that. She got a giant mirror in her, living room or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I mean, selfie galore.
Means she's having lots of sex in her fucking living room.
That too. I mean, who randomly has a fucking big-ass mirror in the living room?
I guess that's how she bought the house, man.
Wow.
I don't know why somebody decided to put a giant mirror there, but they did.
Yeah, no clue.
I guess they figure somebody really likes to look at themselves.
I'm guessing so. So does he even use that WWE page anymore that she used to use? Or she had like a whole different plug-in
I don't fucking know. There's a lot of K1 pages.
Yeah, I know.
But I do believe the profile she has on Instagram is actually her, though.
Probably. So maybe she's going on a trip while I finish off this food.
Yes, that is. While we listen to, like, Caught My Kings, the Munchies.
And hopefully we have the Munchies on the soundboard.
I don't know, probably not.
I found those tracks that we just never uploaded. Nope. Yeah, I don't see the Munchies on the soundboard.
I don't know, man. Then we don't have it up there. What are we going to listen to then?
How about going to get high?
Through my nostril, a hostile rhyme with a posse like glow. I do it my way, sidestep authority, a true freedom fighter for the silent majority. I was raised a thoroughbred stallion, soldier of fortune, sub noise battalion. Daddy X, I'm an old school pro, so pack another bowl, man, fuck 5-0. Prohibition, not no more, a presidential pardon on the evil of the score. Cottonmouth Kings bring a lifetime dynasty of cannabis and Haley, living life wildly, red-eyed and smiley, like a life of Riley. A decade later, and we still feeling irie.
The haters, the haters,
the puppy is done. Kilo so north, that's slam for life. King Spade, we get high when we ride. Voodoo, voodoo, voodoo for my magic. Been dope for too long, smoke bones when I got it.
No, Rick got to have it if you're claiming the bomb. And here's another soda classic, so get your smoke on. We can all get along if you follow my creed. Get drunk, take two, and smoke a gang of weed. You see, life's short, so enjoy while you can. Take planes around the world, take trains across the land. Keep it on pushing, keep it moving up. And if your drink goes missing, go and get another cup.
And we're back.
Yeah, the blood is dry.
I watched it on NCIS. Although I can say this, NCIS LA is so fucking retarded.
Yeah. I believe all the shows are pretty lame.
I mean, come on, man. We know LL Cool J is only doing the same thing that Ice-T did.
Yeah. But he's on a different show, though.
Yeah, but he still plays a damn cop.
So?
So, what the hell? I mean, did he remember that he had a record and decided to go, hey, I'm going to quit music and become a cop?
Mama said knock you out.
Yeah. Damn, we used to have that on the soundboard. Wait, I think we still do.
Well, we have that, but we don't have the munchies.
Man, we never uploaded the munchies.
Well, get on that.
Let's see. Cottonmouth King.
Speaking of which, they're going to put out a free EP on 420.
The fuck. All right. I'm down for it.
Jeez, don't seem so excited about it. But I did see that they were releasing a free EP on 420.
I mean, come on, man. We both know they ain't going to sound the same without fucking Richter.
Not you. You and the mom. Watch them be in it, though.
Yeah, I'll go. Go.com and save some money, eh? Mom, gee. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Fuck you, Geico, bitch. And, man, what the fuck is up with that insurance commercial with that fucking old-ass bitch, Beatrice?
Not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Yeah. And then they have a new one now. Which is a thing in front of a damn computer. Yeah, she uses it as a fucking toaster for her cups.
A coaster for her cups?
Yeah, it's like one of those, it's like an old ass fucking computer. And what she does is like she fucking presses the fucking button, having the fucking disk drive come out, And she puts her cup of coffee on the damn fucking disk drive.
That would break.
He's like, the fuck is this bitch doing?
Thank you. What can I do for you?
Man, why the hell is Fandango always on Total Divas?
I don't know.
They make their own. Where'd you get this?
Off the body of the dead Marine officer, First Lieutenant Walter Larrabee.
And what the hell is wrong with Natalia, man? Why is she such a bitch to everybody?
Again, no clue.
Yeah,
you need to talk to Natty.
I agree.
You need to talk to Natty, but it won't be that working out as much. Yeah, I completely missed like half of this fucking show.
Man, you missed all of the show. What are you talking about?
It'll be on again.
Dang.
Comes out again at 3 a.m.
I've been a pushover for so long, and I've always held my tongue, and I'm not going to let these girls...
She looks real good, damn.
Yeah, look at her.
It's game on, because I'm over it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, hi. What are you doing here?
You look like a stripper, or you're almost a stripper.
Yeah. Just say, man. It'll be a few days, and then Natalia and Summer Rae will both be in the fucking same match together.
And every other diva.
Oh yeah. But we both know, fucking, she's definitely going to end up going after her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still waiting to see if there's going to be a... But it makes me wonder, though, because it's a 14-D match, and don't be, you know, like a triple threat, fatal four-way, there's no DQ, no count-outs. So is that how it is? This is important. So this is how this is gonna work as well. Like no DQ, no count out.
No DQ. Wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on, man. That's usually how like a triple threat match goes and shit like that. So, might as well make it no DQ for this match.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Man, I'm trying to remember what fucking album, okay, never mind, I found out. No Saint Dog. No Experience. No Cloud Nine.
Number Seven.
Yeah. So it's giving me everything from Cottonmouth Kings. Fucking Daddy X, Saint Dog, D-Loc, Johnny Richter. I want just the one track. For now.
Just put Cosmo Kings, the Munchies.
Yeah, but I'm actually going for the album itself. But number seven is not I'm part of this fucking list.
Well, damn.
Complete discography, here we go.
Not great.
I'm not done with them all yet. Fire it up. Hidden stash, hidden stash, hidden stash, hidden stash. Must be in fucking alphabetical order. Coast
man,
to coast.
I pretty much sold all my Cosmo King CDs.
Man, I got a couple left. They're all pretty much fucked up as it is anyways.
I have, like, the greatest high CD and number seven. I had like, all of them pretty much, right? I sold all that shit.
And why the fuck is number seven, like, never part of these fucking lists?
So I
don't know. It's a good CD, though.
Yeah. There's nowhere near this fucking list.
like any of these fucking complete discographies.
Bastards.
Number 7. Try that one. That explains it. Some dumbass labeled it as number 5.
Close. But no cigar.
So the attack, I'm looking for number 7. I get number 5. Oh, now it's officially downloading. Shouldn't take that long. This is just one track. AT&T sucks dick.
Yeah, it was a summer, right?
Man, she should wear stripes more often.
Right?
I just wanted to be a help and not talk to work with everyone else around and the whole gossiping lately. Quite frankly, it shocks me that you even have time with us. You are such an amazing...
Man, I swear, you have the worst timing. You know that, Destiny?
You just actually put all the time in that you got...
He called like a minute before we end.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
I really appreciate you coming to my
She was waiting 5 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
That's where you come from. You need to sit back and think, why am I talking smack about things to people? Is it because I'm insecure?
I know, I messaged you on Facebook and I said, unmute me.
Yes, I know.
Well, I was kind of wondering who was sending a message.
Right, and that she really wants to move past it. But at the end of the day, Summer is still not willing to accept responsibility for anything that she's done. As always. And today is no exception.
Yeah. Summer, you look like a stripper.
My friend, because you have no respect. And you are getting so mad at the new girls. You're threatened by us, but you shouldn't be. You have it all in hand.
There's a reason why.
Have you even gotten any reaction on TV? Not there anything. You're actually. You're on the verge of being.
Damn it, just beat her ass. Fuck calling the cops.
Next time on Total
Damn.
So what's going on, Destiny?
Nothing. Why?
What do you mean, why? You called in, man. What do you mean, why?
Is that something new?
Well, usually people that call here have something to say.
I'm starting to think that he's...
What if I just want to listen?
Listen to what? You want to listen to us watch TV?
Yep. All I got
is TV. It's not creepy or nothing.
Great, the fucking Kardashians. Go away!
Oh, my gosh.
This isn't the Kardashians.
Oh, Eric and Jesse, game on. Still, go the fuck away. No,
I don't know who
like
this is, though.
Don't know. They're pregnant and stupid looking.
They're pregnant and stupid looking.
And apparently she's in a beef deli because she ended up putting a dog near her fucking pussy.
That's what Destiny's into.
Well, I mean, you know, she wouldn't get any complaints that way.
That's rather gross.
Oh, man, that show is so retarded.
That's why it's now off, Havoc.
Yes.
You don't sit there and watch that.
I should tag Jess Rabbit into a fucking thing saying,
so how do you feel about Daryl getting his ass kicked?
I liked how you said that he died.
Man, he was about to die. Fucking Rick didn't bite that dude's neck.
I really don't think he would have died.
I'm going to put getting his ass kicked in close to dying.
That's how we should do things. Every time Destiny lies, we just have people beat the hell out of her.
Yes.
Okay.
That is a plan.
So don't lie, Destiny.
Yes.
I won't. I don't.
Never. Never in your life.
I have. I'm not anymore.
Not anymore. She's a changed person, Havoc.
I am.
That's yeah, right, man. She went to AA. That's right.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not a player anymore.
You're not a player anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were a player.
Mm-hmm.
Who were you playing exactly?
JT.
How were you playing him? You were obsessed with him.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No,
you were quote-unquote married to him, man. That's an obsession. All you wanted to do was be with him. It's not really
no,
playing.
No, I was with Cody also.
I don't know who that is.
My crazy...
Except for that random guy that called in here one time, got all upset because we're making fun of him.
Yes.
He said, I wanted to talk to you alone on the phone. I didn't want to have other people here.
Okay, but I'm not with either of them now. I'm only with one person.
Yeah, Cody.
There's a third person, though.
No, JT calls me and I was pretending to, I was moaning in the phone when he called me. I was
what?
Pretending to moan.
Why?
Oh, and he
because
knows what?
He didn't leave me alone. Stop calling me.
Why don't you just tell him to stop calling you?
There you go. That might work. Use your words, Destiny.
I told him.
So you were quote-unquote playing them both.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm not a player. I'm only with one person. I'm only going to be with this person.
Although, in all reality, you were never really engaged with either one of them?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Females.
This one I really am, though. This one we've been together a long time.
You're not really engaged unless you, you have a fucking ring. How many times are we going to tell you this?
He has.
Let me ask.
Tomorrow morning.
And exactly how long has this one been going on with the third person?
Almost, it's been about a year.
What?
A year is way too engaged.
Wait, you were engaged to three people?
Yep.
In the same year?
Mm-hmm. Well, technically, there was, okay, Travis, JT, Cody.
Who's Travis?
Brian.
Brad?
Who's more than Brian?
Wait. There's too many people now.
Yeah, right?
Well, you know what? None of them ever caught me, though.
It's because it was online.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on, now, online.
Cody was in real life.
And then moved to online.
Okay, well, one person was real.
Yeah.
Richard's real. Richard's real. I see him tomorrow.
Who's Richard?
I saw him. My mother.
This is all brand new now. Man, we never heard of it yet.
This one, I don't know. He's out here in Utah with me. I'm seeing
this
him tomorrow.
One, this one, like, you know, it's like her pet or something.
Yeah. I highly doubt she's been with Richard for a year.
So, how many people is that now? Like 10? You're engaged to 10 people all in the same year?
No.
Now, if that isn't true love, I don't know what is.
Yeah, if that doesn't make you a whore, I don't know what does.
Hey, I didn't tell them.
You realize you don't need a... you realize you don't need a fuck man in order to be a whore, right?
Huh?
Well, technically, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Because in effect, she was engaged to 10 people at one time.
Not 10 people.
Well, then 10 what? Animals?
No, okay. I was engaged to 2 people at once.
You just named like 10 people, though.
Yeah,
I
right?
I named 5 people, and it was at different times I was engaged to them.
And at the same time, you were engaged to those 2 people while you were, I don't know how to put that.
Quote, unquote, engaged to this person.
Phone boning with the other people.
It's so cold.
I'll change the subject off.
It's going to be pretty cold when the people figure out your bullshit.
Yeah, right?
What?
We said
Asians eating tacos.
Yeah,
have you ever been with an Asian?
No.
What about a Mexican?
Yes.
How about a Antarctican?
Huh?
How about a Canadian?
That's a yes.
What?
Fucking A.
I didn't hear what you said. No, I was looking at something. What did you say?
That's what it's all about.
A what?
Have you ever been with somebody that has sex with moose?
No.
Have you ever been with someone... Have you ever been with someone, you know, who sends their kid to pick up weed for them?
No.
Have you ever smuggled illegal narcotics into Mexico?
No.
That's a lot.
while riding a bus?
No.
You know, it would be funny, you know, the minute JT, Ryan, Cody, all these people find out, you know,
George,
you were just playing
Jake,
them.
John, Paul,
Patrick.
Patrick.
Yeah, we know Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick.
Who's Patrick? And Shane.
Shane.
And Rick.
Who's Shane?
Daryl. Merle.
Herschel.
What?
Garrett. Bob.
Bob.
Steve.
Kyrie.
Joe.
Steve.
Beth. Maggie.
Whoa. Damn, I didn't know it was that way.
That dumbass sniper on the roof.
Dumbass sniper on the roof. Damn, man, even the unknowns. Cliff and Will.
Yeah, Will.
Mr. Fiend.
The governor.
Fucking Blues Clues.
Big Bird.
Snuffleupagus.
Miss Piggy. Kermit.
Fozzie the Bear.
Why the fuck are you sending me pictures for?
The hell? What is going on?
Yeah, she sent me pictures of her quote-unquote new love interest that she met on a bus.
Met on a bus?
Yeah.
I didn't meet him on a bus.
Did you meet him under the sea?
And look, he thinks he's a thug too.
Oh, no.
What?
When I say Miley, you say boom. Miley, boom.
Boom.
He's a ginger.
He's a ginger.
Well, why the fuck is he rocking a damn the color of the blood for?
Huh?
Man, he's just, it's just his hair color. It's not my...
No. I'm talking about his bandana. But blood.
He's a chuckalo.
He's a gang member.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He might be gang related. He might be.
No, he's not.
He might be gang related. He's on a bus.
You're still friends with Anna.
Who the fuck is Anna?
Yeah, who the fuck is that bitch?
Anna Nicole Smith. She's been dead.
Yeah, we killed her.
No, we didn't. Weight loss did.
Yeah, Weight Watchers.
I don't know. Ain't that what happened to her? Oh, she, no,
I don't know. Fucking Jessica Simpson's going to be next.
Yeah, what's up with her, man? She's all skinny, got all fat, got all skinny, got all fat.
Yeah, man, her fucking face, I don't know, but yo, she looks like a damn crackhead.
She definitely does. She's a fucking crackhead. Her sister can't sing.
Her husband, boyfriend, whatever, is gay.
Well, I didn't know about that.
Come on, man. Nick Lachey. Come on.
That ain't, that ain't her husband no more, man.
Well, either way, he's gay. The dude that she would now from fucking Pipe from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Wait, who is she with?
Bad boy, likely he's probably with the dude from fucking Dukes of Hazzard.
And who is that? Willie Nelson.
Yes.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Man, I don't know who the fuck she's with anymore.
I don't know. You're talking like you knew.
I have no clue.
Would you like to buy a vow?
Apparently she's not even, some dude named Eric Johnson.
Who's Eric Johnson? Your boyfriend.
Apparently he plays for the fucking, he plays football.
Oh, we're still talking about Jessica Simpson.
Okay, exactly why you're sending me fucking pictures, Destiny. I don't really give a fuck about you and your wannabe thug. Yeah, speaking of football, why the fuck are they making another damn football movie?
To waste the movie, of course.
Oh, yeah. That's a fucking given. Nobody likes football. football is the most retarded sport ever.
I don't even watch football when it's football season. Why the fuck do I want to go to the movies to see a football movie?
Yeah, right. I mean, seriously.
It's about as useless as another Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Seeing that trailer, seeing the fucking trailer for that shit looks absolutely horrible.
Man, Spider-Man died a long time ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ain't that right, Destiny?
What?
She agrees, see?
I have
no idea what the hell is going on.
So are you really into that Gangs of New York?
She probably is.
Or the Amish Mafia.
Man, fuck the Amish Mafia. They lose.
Maybe I could join up with them. All I need is a hat.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I don't think they use Facebook.
Man, fuck out of here, man. They use everything, man. They're on fucking TV.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Even fucking Weird Al Yankovic made a fucking song about him.
Living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight. We all play nice. That was a good song, though.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was good. Funny
he always made some good shit.
Yeah, man, like the fucking parody track he did for fucking Chameleon Air.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
But that dude needs to come back with some fucking new shit, man. Like, he really does.
Doesn't matter what you had for lunch, just eat it.
Sounds like Nirvana.
No, man, it was that Beat It song by Michael Jackson.
Yeah, no, but he also did a song called Smells Like Nirvana.
Oh. I thought you said it sounds like Nirvana.
Nah, man, it doesn't smell like Nirvana.
Destiny, is your boyfriend living
yeah.
in a gangster's paradise?
Uh-uh.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Does he still have to ask his mother permission to go outside?
Uh-uh. Nope.
So you guys fell in love on a bus, huh?
No.
Well, that one picture you sent me was of you two on a fucking bus for some odd reason.
No, isn't it? Yeah, because we were going up to the library.
Yeah, right. Who are you kidding? Where were you really going?
To the library.
Yeah.
Who the fuck goes to a library nowadays?
Everyone.
Who the hell goes to a library ever?
Yeah, right?
Jeez, man. You're making them gassy over there.
That's okay. I just have to make a fan so that way it doesn't smell.
So it doesn't smell. Yeah, that's going to work.
Yeah, definitely. No, nobody goes to the library anymore. They want a book to just go to fuck.
Just go to what?
I don't know, fucking shit. You want to read a book, just go to fucking, just go online and type in the book. You'll find it there.
They go to the library to get on the internet.
Who does that?
Everyone.
I don't.
I used to do that whenever I was skipping school.
Man, when I skipped school, it was just a fucking, just get the hell out of school and smoke a damn cigarette.
Well, then there was that, too, but, well, not to smoke cigarettes, but other things.
I think it's funny how she says that everyone goes to the library nowadays.
Everyone, man. Don't you, Evic? I know I do.
Yeah. I definitely go to a fucking library.
So what else do you guys do? What is this guy's name again?
Richard.
Richard.
Mm-hmm. He's on the side of the written. He rocks Color of the Bloods.
Does Richard know that you have many, many boyfriends?
I don't have many, many boyfriends.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
And did he know?
Yep.
Does Richard ask stupid questions?
No, he doesn't.
Does Richard say bro?
No.
Wow.
Did you see any other super board?
Does he say any other stupid words Havoc would like to know?
No.
Does he have any children?
Huh?
That's a fucking yes.
He does have a kid.
Hesitation there, man. It had to be yes.
Yeah.
Is it your kid? That's a fucking yes. Why don't you take care of your kid, Destiny?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, my fucking God, man. Pay attention.
Okay.
I said, why don't you take care of your kid?
I don't have a kid.
You have a kid with him?
No, I don't.
That's what you just told us.
No, he has a kid.
And you're the mother.
No, I'm not.
You are now.
Maury.
No, he's trying to get custody.
He doesn't even have custody of the kid? Is it because he's a gangster?
No.
Is it because he rocks the Color of the Bloods?
God damn it, Havoc. Let it go. Havoc is very upset about that.
Why?
Because he's a crip.
That's a very possible money, would.
He's like, yo, Wednesday.
That girl has nice tits. That girl has a nice ass.
I think we're getting off subject here.
I'm on his Facebook.
On whose Facebook?
Richard's.
Richard got a bunch of naked bitches on his Facebook.
No. On the people you may know.
Well, I doubt you know any of them.
Wait, what? Why are you looking at people you may know?
Oh, it's on his timeline. His newsfeed.
Are you on his profile?
Mm-hmm.
What the get the fuck out of here. Y'all are fucking ridiculous.
They really are.
You didn't give me his password.
Password this, password that. Fuck out of here. I'd be damn gets to fuck my password.
He didn't give me it.
You fucking hacked his shit? What was wrong with you?
No, he never logged out on my phone.
That's how bitches get fucked up.
Hell yeah.
Now she's gonna probably.
Ain't no way
in
hell I'd ever let a bitch
like
on my fucking profile.
Probably type some stupid shit like, you've been hacked by your baby. I love you.
No, I don't.
Come on, everybody does that.
found the thing that Sugar Slam let. I found Sugar Slam's profile on Facebook.
Big deal.
Speaking of hoes.
Speaking of hoes.
Because it really says, it says married to Violent J. I found.
Oh yeah,
like,
I could put that too. Does that mean I'm Sugar Slam?
No, but it goes to his actual profile.
I highly doubt it's at his actual profile.
Where it says married to him.
Do you realize how many motherfuckers up on my Facebook can actually pretend to be somebody else?
No. What are you talking about, Havoc? Everybody's who they say they are.
Well, according to her, yes. I mean, come on. Like I said, I highly doubt their destiny. It's actually Von J's profile and Sugar Clam's profile. Damn it, Cat, go do your damn homework, bitch.
Who?
Some bitch up in all double chat. I'm Cat, how are you? How are you all? I'm 15 years old, by the way. Bitch, get the fuck off of Facebook and go do your damn homework.
Why don't you gotta go to sleep? Don't you go to school tomorrow?
Yeah, right? 15-year-old, 13-year-old, 12-year-old, 14-year-old, like all them, they do not belong on Facebook.
Well, they can use Facebook, just not anywhere we're at.
Well, yeah, that's the truth.
Kick the baby. Don't kick the baby. Kick the baby.
Kristen Brookie. At least my mom accepts me, although she doesn't look too thrilled.
Except her for what? Is that more gay talking there?
Yeah. I suppose it's about fucking picture of her ugly self.
Oh, and I would just like to say something about something that the owner of that page posted. Talking about, you know, people in this photo are the type of guys that are saving little girls, bikini photos and whatnot. Some fat dude sitting in his underwear on his computer and shit. Wouldn't that be considered hating on somebody because they are fat?
Yep.
Isn't that bashing people? You fucking idiot. Brace his own damn rule, but it's all right, man.
I think it's funny how some dumb. It gets better. Some dumbass posted up saying,
"This is the best rapper, well, best female rapper. Her name is Rosa Kelly."
If this was a card game, if this was a card game, I'd call bullshit. Just saying.
I mean, come on. Fucking.
Seriously. Fucking Rocky Hill is not the best.
What the hell was that?
She died.
What was that? Somebody else here?
No, I think Destiny died.
Are the spirits trying to talk to us?
No, I didn't.
I swear some dude's voice just came on here like, shut up. Destiny, I still don't understand why you called in here.
Yeah, you don't talk. You stare at pictures all day. You send me stupid pictures that I really don't give a fuck about.
Tell us a story, Destiny.
What story do you want to know?
Why are so many stupid people going on juggle shit? Wait, what?
I don't know what you guys want to know.
We just said.
How do you talk to people on a daily basis?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Oh my gosh, Kay. When a 17-year-old girl posts kids' meals at McDonald's for a bit, My Little Pony Friendship is magic toys.
We don't give a fuck.
Wow.
What?
Girl, girl.
What was that story? It's like kids' meals, happy meals.
I don't know what the fuck she's saying.
You just said you don't care. You obviously heard her.
Not a 13-year-old. And some bullshit.
Thanks, Evan. Thanks for clearing that up.
With a happy meal.
Are we talking about the happy meal that had like syringes in it?
Maybe that's what we're getting Destiny found one day. Syringes in a happy meal.
Like heroin and whatnot. Whatever the people in McDonald's were selling.
That's why I found that stupid post that you told me about with that dude that fucking said his favorite Joker card was Freaky Tales.
Man, it's in there somewhere. You just gotta dig. Dig!
My friend Ricky's in jail.
Say,
don't worry. He's being... I don't know. I'm lost. She's being taken care of by Bubba.
Who, her boyfriend? Probably.
No, her friend that she just said was in jail.
I deserved it.
All right, Carl. You need the Smadonna.
Anyways, she don't even pay attention.
Damn it, Destiny. You call in here.
Anyways.
You talk to us.
Yeah, damn it. Before I start playing the eBay song to you.
Sing what? Sing it anyway.
That's right.
That's funny. If you're my ex, don't speak to my family. Listen. They broke up with your ex.
What are you saying? I'm getting angry at that stupid bald black dude is always talking about Old Spice.
What?
I don't know. It's the eBay song.
Every day.
Best shit ever.
Way to go.
Wait, I think Weird Al Yankovic has come back with a whole new fucking song, man. Party in the CIA.
But why is that perfect, though? Nobody's talking about federal investigations.
I don't know. I think it's dope. Hey, look. He even did a fucking parody of Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me.
No, is this like brand new shit or like years ago?
Well, that Party in the fucking CIA came out in 2011. This came out in 2011.
So it's not brand new things.
No, but we've never heard it, so it's brand new to us. Perfect shit right there.
It's just funny that he's able to do the songs exactly how they are.
Yeah, right? If only he'd do a fucking parody of somebody else that, you know, nobody likes.
That could be a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I think he should do a parody of fucking, Lil Wayne. See how next year that comes out. Armadillo.
Man, that would make the song a whole lot fucking better.
Yeah, right?
You know, kind of like how fucking Psychopathic Riders did that song on that Lollipop beat. And that song
was
dope.
Definitely agree. But Destiny, does your quote unquote boyfriend listen to shitty ass music like Lil Wayne?
Oh wait. Yeah. Speaking of Lil Wayne, man, I saw somebody in that old Juggalo chat say that he was a lyrical genius.
What the fuck? No. That's just a big time no.
When people make comments like that, I see that there is no hope for humanity.
It makes me wonder if they're actually a fucking juggalo.
Man, it's not even that. It's just that people are fucking stupid.
We see dumbasses like this fat motherfucker that goes, well, that goes fucking two whoops.
This fat motherfucker.
Or whoops times two. They just deserve to be shot in the head.
Times two.
Yes. Definitely times two with that one.
like it's video I saw of this person that shot this other person in the head and then just kept shooting them in the head and shooting them and shooting them.
Yes.
Like, I think they died after the first shot.
Yeah. But, you know, of course, they just wanted to make sure.
Overkill.
So, Dusty, we noticed that you're not talking again.
I noticed that you weren't gangster.
Enough to be on Juggalo Radio Radio.
I'm pretty not gangster myself.
He's definitely gangster, man. Forget
no,
that name.
No, I said I'm not gangster, motherfucker. Destiny, what the fuck, man?
She's dead.
What?
Get the paddles.
Yep.
I'm watching a parody for Katy Perry's Dark Horse.
Speaking of that, you see that thing, that video of that guy that did like 20 different styles of that song? The different people, he did a... like a Slipknot in there, some Nirvana. he rapped like Tech N9ne on there.
Fuck.
Man. Shit was pretty fucking good, though. Like, he just kept changing up how he was singing. But he was just singing one song over and over.
Must be Barker. That the dude Barker? Or...
I don't know what the fuck his name is.
And I want to find that fucking Tech N9ne parody that he said. But everybody's doing a damn parody of fucking Miley Cyrus now.
No shit.
I mean, shit, fucking... they want a parody of fucking Miley Cyrus's, you know, Adore You fucking track, which is absolutely retarded as fuck. They will give you a better parody. It's done by Halloween.
Because Havoc's a whore.
No. That'd be the other one on the phone here.
Hey, slut, why don't you talk to us?
See, that's the thing. She calls in, but she never talks.
Destiny, we're going to kill you.
What?
Oh, my God.
We're going
to
kill
together,
you.
Get your shit together, motherfucker. We're going to massacre you.
Okay.
Well, since she's okay with it.
Man, we could be saying anything.
Yeah, that's the truth.
She'd be like, okay.
Your man's a gangbanger.
What?
Dude.
You start talking when I play my video.
You like
why
the cuddle.
Do I like the cuddle?
No, he said, do you like to lick buttholes?
No.
No, I said she does lick buttholes.
I do like ass. But no, I don't like to lick ass.
So if your gangster boyfriend asked you to lick his ass, would you do it?
No.
I think that's a lie.
Yep, definitely is. Man, I'm still trying to find that fucking post, that dumbass. And I'll do a little shit.
Yeah, you might be there for a while.
Yeah, like, when the fuck was this shit posted? Like, yesterday? The day before?
Last night there.
Yep. I'm still amazed that for the longest time we were promoting Snorta product, and all of a sudden all these motherfuckers magically found her the minute she got signed.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? That anyway.
I don't know.
With her being signed, like, doesn't even seem like she signed.
Yeah, I don't know. I only think, I mean, like, I know, like, she was signed to, like, she was, quote-unquote, signed to Atlanta Records, but then we haven't heard, we haven't seen shit about it.
Yeah, really? When's she going to put out an album?
I don't know.
Always talking about an album. But still waiting.
All these people are dumbasses.
I think it's funny as hell because absolutely everybody is in love with her. Like at the show, somebody was like, "Will you marry me?"
Man, the fact he got a little kid literally tattooing his dad. You're fucking stupid for even putting a damn tattoo gun in the hands of a little kid.
Here's the "I Knew You Were Trouble" parody by Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is an idiot. He'd be shot.
Speaking of players.
Yeah.
Just like Destiny is Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she pretty much is.
Although, once Taylor Swift breaks up with people or they break up with her, then she makes a whole fucking CD about them.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense.
I'm waiting for Kanye West to be done with Kim Kardashian and to make a whole CD about that. I'm waiting for that record.
And coming.
Even though they are engaged or whatever the fuck. But I'm waiting for it.
Kim Kardashian is just fucking ugly.
Yeah, I don't even care for any of them.
As the old saying goes.
The number one spot in the underground.
Damn it. Twisted. You ruined my nasty bitches give me gas.
What was that? It came out of nowhere. The losers win.
Yeah, right?
See, like, whenever they first put that out or whatever and I went to the shop.com and that started playing, I thought it was like some live feed or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I did too.
On the radio at that time.
Yeah, no, I did too, man.
And then I clicked it and it took me to SoundCloud. I was like, the fuck?
Alright, so let's see.
But then after that, after all the people having so much problems, they actually put out like a link themselves of like, you know, you just go download the whole thing.
Yeah.
even though it wasn't that hard to click on every single track. download. Lazy motherfuckers. Like Destiny.
Yes, definitely like her.
She could pick up the phone and call us, but she can't talk.
Exactly. Only she goes out the door. See?
Havoc, what do we say here? Pretend I'm on Facebook status and tell me what's on your mind.
No, that's what you say. That's your little quote there.
Don't be a hater. Nobody likes a hater, Havoc.
Oh, bud.
Who puts syrup on their fucking, what is that? Oatmeal.
Destiny.
What?
God damn it, Destiny, you suck.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to fucking worse shit.
And?
Well, you called in the Juggalo Rider Radio.
You talk.
It might help. Exactly. It might actually help to pay attention and talk.
If you ain't going to talk, don't call. I don't even give a shit no more.
Well, if you didn't give a shit, then why'd you say it? Then why are you telling me?
Holy shit, is that a fucking butterfly?